Commerce remains a friend during challenging times. Commerce Bank.
It's 9:30 with AM 580 News. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois lawmakers want to continue forcing the state's most profitable riverboat casinos to subsidize the horse racing industry. Sean Crawford has more.
Horse racing revenues have declined since casinos were legalized in Illinois. Courts have ruled the plan that takes money from the wealthiest riverboats and pumps it into the racing industry is legal. Lawmakers, especially those with racetracks in their districts, pushed keeping the subsidy in place for at least three more years. They say horse breeders and others associated with racing will benefit, saving jobs and helping the economy. But those who represent areas where the largest casinos operate see it differently. Democratic Senator Linda Holmes of Aurora.
The casinos to Illinois have been sort of like this, you know, goose that lays the golden egg. And we keep hammering them with tax increases, subsidies to the tracks. And I'm, as a business owner, don't know any other business that subsidizes a competing business.
The subsidy is worth an estimated $30 million a year. The plan is headed to the governor's desk. I'm Sean Crawford.
Indiana lawmakers often say schools are the top priority when it comes to creating the state's budget. But in the legislative session beginning in January, legislators have a challenge on their hands as they attempt to come up with an education-friendly, balanced two-year budget despite the slumping economy. Schools worry that flat or declining state tax revenues could lead to consequences such as teacher layoffs and larger class sizes. School districts across Indiana are facing increased costs for salaries, and many are also paying more for health insurance. With increasing costs, even a budget equal to last year could mean some tough choices. Authorities say the death of a 19-year-old Illinois Institute of Technology student was an accident. Benjamin Collin of Lincolnwood had been missing since November 14th. His body was found over the weekend inside a fraternity house storage room on the school's Chicago campus. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office performed an autopsy yesterday. It ruled the cause of death was asphyxia due to inhalation of carbon dioxide from a canister. Collin was a sophomore biomedical engineering major. IIT President John Anderson has expressed condolences to Collin's family. He says the whole IIT community is in mourning. The school is making counselors available for students. Sangamon County Sheriff Neil Williamson is asking police chiefs across the county to help reduce jail overcrowding by not locking up people accused of some minor offenses. The sheriff says he's already instructed his deputies to issue notices to appear in court for some minor charges, and he plans to discuss the plan with area police chiefs at their next meeting December 3rd. Offenses qualifying for notices to appear could include minor disorderly conduct, trespassing, retail theft, or driving on a suspended license. Springfield Police Chief Ralph Caldwell says he's willing to look at the proposal, and he wants to hear what the other chiefs have to say during the meeting. Between 50% and 60% of the people in the county jail are arrested by Springfield Police. District officials in Shelbyville say the removal of bats from Moulton High School is proving to be a long and hard job. The bats were first detected earlier this fall when the smell of their droppings forced the closing of the school for several days. Workers have been patching many small holes and crevices, and the colonial bats can use to enter the building. At one point, as many as 500 bats were believed to be using the school as a home. Getting the bats out isn't easy because of their projected species status. Workers can reduce the ways the bats can get in, but they can't seal the building until the bats have raised their young in the spring. It seems the bad economy is affecting even Santa Claus this fall. Sandra Majestic, who has handled Santa appearances for Majestic Photo Promotions in the Chicago suburb of Burr Ridge for 25 years, calls this fall so far a disaster. Majestic says she sometimes would provide as many as three Santas for a single corporate event. But smaller crowds and the bad economy have kept anyone from booking more than a single Santa this year. Joanne Winkler, who oversees St. Nick's and Holiday Rentals as director of sales for ChicagoFun.com in Wheaton, says she agrees that people are tightening their own belts and Santas as well. Winkler says she only has half as many Santas booked as she normally would in late November. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 12:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
Coming up on 9:35 Central Time, we want to pass along a programming reminder at 11 o'clock this morning. We will preempt that hour of Focus 580 to go to a press conference in Chicago. President-elect Barack Obama will be naming members of his economic team. That's, again, at 11 this morning. It's 9:35, and we're going to check in now with Ed Kieser and talk about the constantly changing weather pattern for today and the next couple of days. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Well, we have had a change. We've had a cold front come through. The temperature has now dropped to 38 degrees. It was 43 when I came into work this morning. And well, actually, it got up to 43 after I came into work this morning. It was 41 when I got here, but went up. Now it's gone down, and it probably won't go up a whole lot today. And we do have 43 is now the forecast high for today. We will probably see the temperature inch back up a little bit later on today. We had some showers overnight, 14 hundredths of an inch here at WILL, and around the Champaign-Urbana area, 10th to about 16 hundredths of an inch fell. And that's typical of the rainfall over much of the area. So under a quarter of an inch of precipitation in our area, a few amounts up around Chicago, just over a quarter of an inch. Radar showing just a few returns of maybe light mixed precipitation at this